Okay. So I'm going to try this afternoon to show you in 1 hour some quite powerful searching techniques. First of all, I would like you to excuse me for my English, which is not my mother tongue. At the end, you will be able to ask questions und Sie dürfen Fragen auch in Deutsch stellen, weil ich das verstehe. I would like to do today with you is to show you different approaches. And once you understand some of them, you can use them to find the other ones that you didn't understand. Once you learn how to search the web in a powerful way, you will get quite some power, as you will now see. But before explaining some techniques, I would like to show you how the web looks like from a searching point of view, which is quite important when we then decide which kind of technique we are going to use. So, first of all, actually nobody knows how big is the web. These are the data which many people believe are correct. Many other people believe they're not. Anyway, it should be around 22 to 23 billions pages. Google index at the moment 8 billions pages. If you add to Google all the other main search engines, like the new ones, we will see them in a minute, the part that do not overlap will give you some 3 or 4 billions more. So what the point of the thing is that only one half of the web, if ever, is indexed. The rest of the web is not indexed. There is no way you can fetch pages using only the main search engines. And there is no way you can fetch all pages using only Google, of course. But there are other techniques to do it. It depends where things are. And things can be in some different places. Imagine that the big ball there is the 22, 24 million pages. The small ball inside is the indexed web, what you eventually could find using the main search engines. Then you have a lot of huge databases. Most of them are private, or you have to pay, theoretically, to enter them. We will see today how easy it is to enter any database without paying. And then you have two groups of sites which are quite important. What we call outside linkers, which are sites that only point to the web. There is no link back. There is no link in the main web which goes back to those sites. Imagine the page of a scientist, a very important page maybe, but it is not linked. Nobody links to that. He has made that himself. He links on that page to some places on the web. We will see how we will be able to find this page. And the correspondent sites are the outside linked, which are sites which do not link back to the web. Imagine an astronomical database of stars. You have millions of images of stars, of galaxies. Well, there is no link back. There is only link from the web to that. These are very easy to find. Now, to search the web, you have to use, as I said, different techniques. For instance, in order to fetch outside linker, pages that only link to the web and there is no link back, you use something that we call klebing, which is basically very simple, referrals. You build a page somewhere which is very juicy, very interesting for somebody, like the scientist we had before. And then you publish on some message board this page. It must be a good page, must be an interesting one. And 4 out of 5 people will go there without any proxy from their hidden pages. So in the referral of your server, you will get these pages nevertheless, even if there is no link. This is a very common technique, and it is actually, and that's the point, the very reason, more or less, of the existence of search engines. Why do you think we have so many main search engines? Why do you think they make Google, Yahoo, and everything else? Because they want to know what you search. It is very important. Imagine you have 20,000 people in the same hour searching for some company. Well, that means that the shares of that company are going probably to move. Insider trading is nothing in comparison of the quantity of important data that you can have if you own a search engine. And that's the reason, especially in the recent months, more and more competition appears. We thought for a small while that Google had made it. They made such a, well, yeah, such a good, it is a good search engine, that all the others were pale in comparison. But now, A9, the new Microsoft search engine, you should never underestimate Microsoft. They are very dangerous. And the new beta Microsoft search engine has 3 sliders. I will show them to you, or you can see them by yourself if you go there. 3 sliders, I will show them to you, which are very, very interesting. One of them, for instance, is precision. You can choose if the search engine has 100% precision or 0 precision. Now, you might ask, what is the point of having 0 precision? Well, it's a big point because the search engines are spammed. A lot of people work day and night to push sites that shouldn't be there in the first positions. So if you use the slider precision to less precision, you cut off all these bogus first results. You have not to depend on the algorithms of Google. You decide that the algorithm doesn't work well, you put less precision, and you cut the first 2 or 3 pages. I remember for many years, for 5 years, Alta Vista was the best search engine. Google began for 5 years. And Alta Vista was very easily spammed. So we used to say there is no point in even looking at the first 3 or 4 pages of results. You go directly to the 5th one to avoid all the spammers, or how they call them themselves, search engine optimizers, so they call them themselves. The same thing you have to do with Google nowadays, because Google has very heavy censorship. It tries to move you towards commercial sites. It ignores not Americano English centrical sites and other things that you will soon discover when you use Google all day. So one of the things that you can do with Google as well is to jump to results that are beyond the first moron horizon. Most idiots look only at the 10 first answers of a query. So if you go number 40 or 45, let's say, you discover normally useful things. Of course, you do not have to do that per hand. We have made some bots for that, which, by the way, are free, and you can download them, you can use them, and everything. I will show you that now. Here you have a panorama of the main search engine. The most important ones are the ones which have a yellow background. You should really, if you never did, you should give them a try because you will be surprised. MSN Search, it's the old one here, it's the advanced one, but here you have the new beta. Here it is. And here, yeah. Just a moment. You see these three sliders. I was wrong with the name. Exact Match. That's the slide I was speaking about. So I wish Google had something like this. Google hasn't. But Google has a better index as this one. Anyway, this new, recent search engine by Microsoft has very interesting idea. Unfortunately, has a very bogus algos, and the results are not very good. But the results of this one, just a moment. Yeah, Inktomi. You can. Yeah. This is actually a very, very interesting search engine that has very interesting possibilities. I won't go now into it because I'm just showing you that exist a lot of main search engines and that you should try them. But I tell you right now, that even if you do, with search engine only, main search engines only, you don't go nowhere searching. That's not the correct way to search. You can do it if you have to answer a question of your son. Well, then you go to Google and you find eventually find it. But that's not the way to search. The way to search is, first of all, to search for people that have already searched. There is no point in reinventing hot water. I mean, people, you know, they've done everything. They've searched for 2 years, everything about Greta Garbo. So if you are interested in Greta Garbo, you don't search for Greta Garbo. You search for the people that have searched 2 years long for Greta Garbo. And whoop, you get everything in one strat. That is called combing. And there is even more raffinate things, which is you search for people that have searched people that have searched. You can do that as well. And you should try it. If you are interested in anything, let's say you are interested in photography and a particular photograph, and you want images of him, well, you can search, of course, for these images, and you will find them. But it takes a long time. Somebody has already done it somewhere, and you search for him. Now, of course, in order to comb, in order to search for people that have already searched, you have to find them. And to find them, usually you use methods like Usenet. I hope that everybody here knows what Usenet is. I am always amazed that there are young people that don't use it. Usenet is a very, very important resource that you should use exactly in order to find people that have searched already. But there are thousands of message boards everywhere. You see, the web is like a quicksand, and it moves all the time. One half of the sites that exist now will not be there next year. One half. There is a continuous turnover. From the other half, the remaining half, that will be there next year, one quarter will not change at all. So you have a very star blocked web, and at the same time, a changing web all the time. The sites that change are only a quarter of the total. So once again, these data are more or less. That's what people believe. You can search for better data. There is, even on my side, a library of PDF files that deal with this stuff, and you can delve into it for months, but more or less it is like that, we believe. Now, the real problem is that you find people that have done the same thing that you are doing, and you're doing for 2, 3, 4 years, and you never heard of them. It happens to me all the time. I mean, I deal with searching techniques. And 1 month ago, I found people in Korea which are dealing with searching techniques. Of course, they do it in Korean, so I don't understand it. But I didn't know they did exist. And now that I know that they exist, we will see that as well, how we deal with languages that we don't understand, because we can do it as well. There is now an interchange. So there are many small communities that don't meet or meet sometime. So let's have a look at that. Sorry for this, it's a little slow. Yeah. I would like to give you some examples of the depth of the web, because when I say that everything is on the web, everything that can be digitized, of course, so every book, every image, every song, every film, many people don't believe it. They believe, well, yes, a lot of things are on the web, but not everything. No, everything. And it may take some time to find it, but it is there. And I can tell you something. If in 15 minutes you don't hear the signal among the noise, the commercial noise, because the web is, you know, swamped by these idiots with advertisement and that kind of shit, but the web was made for sharing, not for selling, and not for hoarding things, for sharing them. And the structure of the web is a structure which has been made for sharing. The original idea was that it can resist an atomic attack, so it can resist a commercial attack as well. That's the truth. And that's the reason we can enter any database, as you will see in a moment. And they cannot deny us the passage. So, have a look at this, for instance, just to show you some examples of what you can find on the web. This is a very important thing that we use for advertisement debunking. So, you know, one thing is one annoying advertisement that you see with your eye when you wait for the bus. I don't know why they put advertisement there. They shouldn't, because you pay your ticket, so there's no point. They do it. Another thing is when you see a lot of them together, then you understand. I will make an example quickly just to show you that, because it's very interesting in my opinion. So they call that automotive here. And we want to have a look at magazines, all countries. This is a database with all possible advertisements. All possible advertisement, and when you see them together, look, that's a car advertisement. There is no traffic. All clean, look, beautiful. Your car and you alone in nothing. And have a look at this one, for instance. And enlarge image. So, and view larger size, because we can have the total, la totale, voilà. Here it is. That is BMW, see? Now, of course, one advertisement doesn't mean nothing. But when young people in a school, for instance, see 200 car advertisements where there is no traffic whatsoever, only incontaminated nature, they begin to say, well, something wrong there. There's something, and they learn. So here is what our enemies do. That's the advertisement company's database. But we can use it for our purposes. And that you can do every time on the web. A lot of things that they do, because they need it for their shit, you can use it and reverse it. That's just an example of what you have. Now we go back to... You see that I have here, I don't know how many pages actually of car advertisements. France, Brazil. Here you see some cars at least. United States, you have to see them. That's the reason. Yeah, okay. I didn't know it. Okay, that's one example. I will jump all these, but I like to show you this one, which is interesting in my opinion. I found it some time ago. This is a huge database of Austrian newspapers in the time between Napoleon and the Second World War. Now you go there, for instance, yeah, I'm just taking it. Sorry, it takes some time, it's not very quick here. Yeah. Now, what is that? Humorist Wiener Punsch. 64, Freitag, den 6. März, 1849. Aha. You have all Austrian newspaper in complete PDF from Napoleon to the Second World War. You are in Tanzania, and you can do a research about Europe or Austria between the First and the Second World War like nobody else, not even in Oxford. That's what you can do. Now, you can do it the other way around, which is interesting as well. Let me go back. Sorry. You are in Vienna, and you are interested in Tanzania. This is slower because Tanzanians have slower servers, but it comes. Here is the virtual library of the University of Dar es Salaam. So these are just banal examples. I just took them like that. But it's to show you the depth that you can reach. The real problem is that some of these databases are blocked. You are not allowed to enter them if you don't pay or if you don't obey to some political, I don't know what, or if you are not a member of something. But the problem with database on the web is a double problem. The first one is a problem of names, and I will come back to this in a moment. The second one is that all databases have hard-coded passwords inside, all of them. The most famous one is Borland Imprise, which for 4 years was used by eBay as well. Well, all Borland Imprise databases have the hard-coded password politically correct. Politically first and correct second. You use those passwords and you get inside immediately. It is very stupid, but it's something that you can search on Google for quote politically correct unquote Borland and you find everybody knows that. The problem is that not everybody knows that all databases have that. And I will show you now a list. If I find it, because I don't remember where he put it. I found it. It is a slightly different version from the one that you had before, this one. Where is it? Yeah. It's funny, eh? Tricom, Alcatel, AMI, Cisco, digital equipment. Yeah? You see? Each one of... you don't need now to learn them by heart, but each database has that, so it is pretty easy to go inside. But there is another method, which is even easier. It is to find people so stupid that they did put the password on the web. And there are plenty of them, plenty of them. It is incredible. I will show you a very interesting site right now so that you believe me, because I know that some people don't believe that. Sorry. Where did I put it? I'm sorry, this I tried to do it before, but unfortunately there is a problem with this. So, this one, I had to make a copy of it. I hope it comes. It is no more on the web, but it was until I presented it in a workshop 4 or 5 months ago. You see, this is the St. Mitchell's Library and Information Services, and they published that on the web. Password-protected e-journals. For instance, Business Week Online, username Durick, password access. Harvard Education Review, username that, password that. You wouldn't believe how many of these things you can find on the web. It's great fun to search for them, and you should do it. And there are special strings that we use, that we call webbits, that you can use in order to search for them. But look at this one. Now, this is a search string in order to find losers that have a password and a name in order to access the website www.supermodeltits.com. You see, pop, pop, Allison, Allison, whatever. 7894 7894. Some of them, of course, won't work anymore because I always use the same example, you know. So that you but of course you can do it yourself the other way around. Look, this is looking for whatever with a password Bob Bob. And here you have Bob Bob realflasher.com. Bob Bob at caraberares.com and whatever. This is, of course, just to play with that. It is not very sinful. It doesn't make any sense, actually. But it is great fun. So you put, instead of Bob Bob, here, you put James Bond, which, my opinion, yeah. Not many. Huh? So, see? You can try whatever. I mean, Conan Doyle. I don't know. Just that. That is very funny. In the same way, by the way, you can find more interesting things like credit cards number. It's incredible what people do on the web. The problem when you pay with a credit card is not that they fetch your number while you are paying. That doesn't happen. That's very rare. What happens is that the idiots you paid sooner or later put somewhere on the web the complete list of all their customers with credit card numbers, expiration dates, and whatever. You can find these kind of things. There are webbits for that. Search strings with credit card numbers at the beginning, at the end of a range, and you find them. Of course, once you find them, you don't need to find password for Super Tits because you can pay direct. Now, I want to show you something that you can do with Google. There are a lot of do Google, but look at this one. This we have made ourselves. Here, you can search Google results in a time slice. So, I can search for myself, why not? From 2002 to 2003. And if it works, yeah. These are 1,940 results, because they are for a specific data range. If I search Sorry. Ay, partito. This is the problem with Windows, you see. Should never use it. Well, it doesn't matter. It happens all the time. But there is a good reason. There is a good reason to use Windows, actually. And that's the reason I do it. There are many reasons. There are many reasons not to use it. It's clear. But there are reasons to use it. The first one is that you can use Opera, last version, on Windows. And you, unfortunately, cannot on Linux. GNU Linux. Linux does not exist. GNU Linux. But Opera is the best browser you can use. I know that many friends here prefer to use Netscape, Mozilla, but the speed and the search capacities of Opera are frankly incredible. One of the most beautiful things in Opera, which Opera has since 4 years, is a small button that eliminates all images at once. So if you land on one of those idiotical places with a lot of images, very slow loading, you click and whoop, you have the text. Another button in Opera eliminates the colors of the site, and you have just black and white. Now, there are a lot of idiots that put green and orange things that you cannot even see and things that move. So you put that, and you have... So for a searcher is battling against time. Opera is fantastic. I will show it right now. My site has a lot of images exactly for this reason. And just a moment, this is... I want to show you the other one in a second. I'll do it. It's a German version. These two here. Hop, hop, hop. Okay? Now, if it is low loading, up. With this site, it's not very important, but sometimes you lose a lot of time because people think that you have to look at idiotical images. Now, new browser allow that now more easily, not Microsoft. Microsoft Explorer, in order to take the images off, you have to use 5 menus inside it, but Opera has it. And that's a very good thing. And another good thing is this one. You just write here G, for instance, and you have Google. If I, instead of G, would have used F or R, I would have used all the web. So you have a list of search engines with only one letter, and you put them directly in that field, and you fetch immediately whatever you're searching for with the main search engines. So there are many reasons to use Opera, but I think if you do try it, you won't go back to the other browsers. That's my personal opinion, and I know a lot of people that agree with that, and I hope you will as well, but it's up to you. Now, we have even a look. Just a moment. Yeah, we have a special page here that explains why you should go to Opera. And then there are tricks in order to crash Microsoft Explorer, which is very funny. It's also interesting. And there is a guy that wrote, we have some essays, special things, and yeah, this one is very good. So this guy wrote a lot of things about that, but I won't go now into that. Let's go back to our real thing. So we have seen yes. Before the crash, we were doing some Google. Look at this. You see the number there? It's 8 million. That is what Google claims it's the dimension of its index at the moment, 8 billion pages. The problem is, what pages are they? And there is a linguistic problem. Most of the pages in most main search engines are English-Americano-centric. And most of the interesting pages that we want to find are not. Are in Russia somewhere, in China somewhere, in India, in Korea, in Japan, somewhere where they don't necessarily have used English. So what do we do? Well, there are something that you can do, and one of these I will show you right now for Japanese, but it's just an example. You have to find yourself the equivalent things for Russian and for the other things. So for Japanese, yeah. This place here, you will, here is the example, so I will just, so, you put here the URL that interests you, and then you get these. Now, this is a Japanese page, and I don't understand Japanese, but now, when I go here, here the kanji character are not installed, but imagine that you see it with a kanji character, yeah? Okay, the Japanese character. When you go there, you know, more or less, what's going on. So what we did, we use an English-Japanese, Japanese-English database on the fly, and we understand what on a page that we don't understand, more or less, is going on. This is fundamental when searching. This is very important. And these you can do for almost everything. Anyway, you can do it for Russian, Indian, for Arabic, I think not. But for most languages, you can do it. And this is very, very important as well. And it is just an example, I said, and you will have to find the other one. The problem is that when you go regional, you have a lot of good search engines. For instance, this one, Baidu. This is the Chinese Google. I don't know if many of you already know it. If not, have a look. Yeah, it's in Chinese. It can happen that a lot of examples here could be relevant for your searches. Now, the problem when searching is that you have two possibilities. You have short-term searching, so you put four or five terms in a main search engine and you begin from there, and then you go to Usenet, or you do a little, maybe a little social engineering as well, which is good, and you find. And then there is long-term searching, which can take a long time. It must be made for things that are really interesting for you. So your real interests. Then you begin a strategy of searching, and you find the places. I will make you a couple of examples so that you understand it. Let's imagine you are interested, as you should, in assembly. Assembly, as you know, is machine language. It is at the base of all programming languages. It is very, very powerful. And those that know assembly can smash immediately all those that don't know it. Now, where would you look for assembly? Of course, you can put assembly in Google and maybe you will find something. But where would you look? You have to think which people will know assembly. Well, which people would know assembly? Virus writers. Virus writers will know assembly very well. So virus writers message boards, virus writer IRC channels, virus writers meeting places somewhere. There you have people that know assembly code. Anti-virus programmers, which most of the time are the same people. Those... No, it's true. Those people need to know assembly as well. Crackers, those that break protections for software, those people need to know assembly as well. And who else? Well, I tell you who else, because I found it myself later. People that play games online. People that play games online want to win. So they want a powerful sword, they want male lives. Well, in order to do that, they learn assembly very well and they learn protocols very well. So that kind of people can teach us a lot. So the point behind all this is that before making a search for something, you think which kind of habitats on the web will have possible answers. This is very important. You don't just spring inside and search like that. Otherwise, you lose a lot of time. So that was another point. Now, I won't go in all the possible non-kosher techniques now because you will find them by yourself. But if you want to see another interesting linguistic tool, well, I showed you before how you can use the advertisement industry to do anti-advertisement debunking. Well, you can use bureaucracy against themselves. The European Union has now 20 languages with the new countries. Millions of documents are translated in all 20 languages every day. What does it mean? It means that since the European Union has made public all the documents they translate, you can have the equivalent of whatever in whatever. And I will show you how. Yeah, it is. Now, if you search on the Europa server, for instance, for spamming, it's a little slow, unfortunately. Yeah. You get a lot of things that they've done here. Written question by Graham Watson about spamming and other things. Opinion of the Economic and Social Committee about spamming. Let's imagine that you are interested in one of these things. Yeah? For instance, this one. You see, Official Journal C052E. Well, I made this thing. Sorry, where was it? C052-2003. Now, look here. You see this AN. Oh, sorry. Well, I will do it the other way around. Yeah. There are two. Yeah, that's the reason. Yeah. Let's have it in Greek. So, 20 languages. And now, first you search on the Europa server the argument you're interested in. Let's say it is, spamming, for instance. Then you fetch the equivalent strings in languages that you don't know, and then you search on local search engines for those strings. And suddenly, your web of results, it's much bigger. Your signal is much stronger. And this is quite interesting. I mean, the fact that the European Union decided to open all these documents for free for everybody, it's like the GPS system, I mean, for searchers. It's an incredible thing that we can use. And now for 20 languages. So that's just to show you that there are on the web a lot of tools which are not meant actually to be tools for us, but that we can use. Another example which is very interesting is the bots. Now, we have written our own bots. A bot is a script that goes on the web, search things that you want to search, and then comes back in the evening, tired, and brings results to you. But there are also commercial bots. There are many commercial bots. You have to pay to use them. There are even licenses. In order to use them every 15 days, you have to give some money. Now, how do the commercial bots work? They have to know how are the algorithms of the search engine, because, of course, the search engines change continuously, the algorithms, in order to avoid spamming of results. So they have people that they pay in order to study these algorithms and to modify them. So the first thing that these commercial bots does from your computer, it goes to his site. He spies about you and tells them what you're searching for, but that's not the point. The other thing it does, takes the new algorithms, the updated algorithms. So that then it goes to Google, it goes to all the search engines, because they search many search engines with the correct algorithms. So these algorithms must be somewhere there on these servers. Now, what we have done, we have written our bots that use their algorithms. So we don't pay nothing, we use their work, and we get a lot of results. This is fantastic, because it's exactly the other way around. They would like you to use their things and to pay, but as I told you before, and I repeat it now, you don't have to pay for nothing on the web, not even for music, and I will show you how you find whatever music you want. It is not, you don't seek music writing MP3 in Google. Now I will show you some examples of music searching.
This is another image how the web should look like,
more or less. It's the same as before, but you see better that there are some sites that don't exist anymore. Because, as I told you, one of the problems is that some sites disappear from the web. But you can find all sites that have disappeared because there are complete copies of past web, like WebArchive, that you probably already know. Here it is. For instance, here, if we put yahoo.com, and we search it in 98. Take some time. It's a little slow, but this is quite interesting. You see, 30 billion web pages archived from 96 to a few months ago. Here you have a lot of copies of Yahoo, in this case, taken in different moments. This is very interesting also to see how the design of sites change on the web, but that's not the point. The point is that you can find sites that have disappeared, even not important sites. I put Yahoo because I knew that they have a lot of them. Not important sites have less, but they have. This raises also some interesting copyright problems because, for instance, my site is there as well. I never gave authorization for that. So if I take something off the web from my site, you can still find it there. Sorry? You don't have to pay for anything on the web. In my opinion, you shouldn't pay for anything nowhere, but that's something else. Now, I know that you want music, so we got the music now. Young people like music, don't they? So, searching for MP3, here it is. This is a very old one. I will show you the one that doesn't work. So, you see, The trick is very old one now. It's the index of trick. Here we find the ballad of Don, I don't know, ballad of Donald White. We can take it so forth. Open. I don't know if there is sound here, but anyway, just to show you that it works. But this trick is no good anymore. It is deprecated by searchers. So we have better ones. This one is interesting. This uses the al in title tag, and then again index of. Here, as you see, 12,700 about MP3 in general, this one. Sorry. Let's say this one with Eminem. I hope I wrote it correctly because I don't know a lot about that. Yeah. Here you have your Eminem songs if you want them. Shall we have a look? No good. I didn't prepare it, you see. Right. Had I prepared it? Yeah. That's the other one. That's the other one. Here, maybe not, I don't know. Yeah, here is something. Anyway, that's just to show you. Where are we? There are many of these things that we call, as I told you, webbits. And I will show you now where they are. Yeah. There are some for everything, for MP3, for DVD, for books. Books. Yeah, they can get a lot of books. Look. Let's have a look at some interesting books. Where are we? Sorry. Ah, yes. For books, there is an interesting another thing. Google had decided recently for 2 weeks to join forces with 4 American universities and to list all their books. We are speaking about 50 million books. All books without copyright. So all these books will be on Google, apparently, if they manage to do it. You can read it. You can download them. It is not like this R9 Amazon search engine that only shows you the snippet of a book. There too, you can build a bot that takes the snippet, then search for the last word, takes the next snippet, search for the last word, takes the next snippet, and does the same thing from the snippet before, and you get the book from Amazon. All books from Amazon are there. You just, it's a small boat in Pearl. We have it. So, I think I'm, well, yes, I want to show you this book story because it's funny. Sorry if I jump here and there, but I think it's interesting that way as well. Car2, this is an interesting search engine. This is a funny one. Have a look. This is a search engine which is incredibly useful for searcher. Why? Because when you search for something, it presents to you a graphical display of what you have searched for, with, as you will see in a moment, connections. Connections which are relevant to your search, but that you may not have thought of. It's very slow because all these graphic things that they do, but on the other hand, exactly because they do it, we will... I hate to wait this... In the meantime, we continue with our book search. So, there is a book from O'Reilly, which is called Google Hacks. O'Reilly, Google Hacks. I don't know if you've seen it in library. Now, if you know the name, the exact name, you can find it. Here it is. This underlines once more how important, incredibly important, are names on the web. Everything is based on names. And that's the structure itself of the web. Torrent, just to think to something, is names. The sites, ownership, as www.searchlaws.com is a name. They're all names. Names are very important. There is one technique which we call guessing, which we use to find things which should be there, even if we don't find them. So for instance, let's imagine you are interested in a software program, and you land on the side of the seller of this software program. And the seller has a demo version and a product final version. And the demo version is on the server of this site, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, demo, and then the name of the file. Well, why don't you try to change demo to final or product or whatever? 3 times out of 5, it is there. People don't have fantasy. It's like with passwords. People use always the same passwords. You shouldn't. People use the same passwords for many things. So they have same password for their computer, Yahoo, whatever. It's always the same password. And the same password, the password may be the cat name or something like that. You can take email accounts very easily in that way, because some people that don't understand nothing, they make a homepage somewhere with photo of their cat, which is named Fluffy, and chances are that the name of the password for the account is Fluffy. So you take that account that somebody else has opened with his name, his account, everything correct. And now it's yours. So that's another example. Let's see if Cartu has, if we got it. Oh, that's, well, you will try it at home. I'm almost finished. I have an assignment for you. Yeah. Here it is. If you have the time, and if you are interested in this kind of stuff, why don't you try at home to search for these things? I can guarantee you some surprise. So I think that's where there are many other things. I just wanted to give you a panorama of the different techniques. There are many more. For instance, Netcraft. Netcraft is the search engine that allows you to search sites which have one word in their name. If I search for all sites that have the word search in their name, I find mine as well, and I find 2,000 else, sites. So names of sites, and then you can go there. So there are many other techniques that you will, if you're interested in, later study and understand. What I can guarantee you is that if you learn how to search the web, you have cosmic power. You can really kill people like that. I've been told that we can remain a little more here inside because there is no session now. So if you have some questions, Sie dürfen die Fragen auch in Deutsch stellen. Das ist kein Problem für mich. Oder in Französisch. Oder in Spanisch. Anche in Italiano. In Suomisch. So, any questions?
How do you keep your bookmarks in an efficient way? How do you keep your bookmarks? And yeah,
as you've seen, this was rather disorganized with bookmarks.
Indeed.
The reason is that that is not my computer. I only came with this here. What I do, I use Opera Notes. Opera has a notes function that allows you to immediately write down something. You don't need an extra program. It is built inside Opera.
Okay.
I have a simple question. Do you have any particular advice for searching for people?
For living people,
yeah,
you mean?
For living, existing persons.
Well, at the moment, you can even find the photo of the street where they live. there are many examples of people terrorized, stalking. You know, that's called stalking. Yeah. Terrorizing other people because they send email, I know that you live in front of a pharmacy, yeah. That kind of things. Because they, with yellow pages, white pages, and maps of all cities, you can find it. Now, the problem is what people. If you have to find somebody in Kamchatka, that will be complicated. But if you have to find somebody in Rome, I think that won't be very complicated. Unless they took some precautions with what you can do. You can avoid publishing your... In general, you shouldn't give your data on the web. Never. You should have complete alternative
alias. That's the exact point. It really depends upon how present the person is on the web. You know, if you keep on posting things on Usenet, of course you will be found. But if it's a private person which has, say, in a particular case, moved from Czechoslovakia, it was still called like that then, to the US and is now in his 60s and doesn't participate on the active life in the,
as I said before, you have to think what kind of people will have this information.
Right.
Now, there are these fanatic for genealogy.
Right.
So people that want to know all the people with the same name, where they are, and they have a list of that.
Right.
So that is one possibility. But I'm not a specialist for that. There are people which you can find in our message boards that do more of that. I'm not really a specialist about people searching.
Thank you very much.
One remark to that people searching thing. Well, just think, what kind of lists of people and addresses and what else data about people might be on the web? One of the first things to look for is like lists of inhabitants of a certain town, city, whatever, phone books, online, all that stuff. Is actually at your fingertips in most Western countries, at least. And there's specialized search engines which search for people, like for email addresses or names. Sometimes you find them there.
Sorry? Yeah. Ich stell's mal, sag's mal auf Deutsch, weil der Begriff, der ist auch ein deutscher Begriff, also der Begriff der Polkappenverschiebung hat bestimmt jeder schon mal hier gehört, oder? Wenn ich danach bei Google suche, kommt nur ein einziges Ergebnis. Jetzt würde mich interessieren, wo kann ich diesen Begriff eingeben, um wirklich was darüber zu erfahren?
Ich habe Sie nicht ganz verstanden. Was wollen Sie eigentlich?
Also... Das Mikro war wahrscheinlich ein bisschen zu leise.
Was?
Polkappenverschiebung.
Ja.
Was das ist, das weiß jeder, oder?
Ja.
Wenn ich diesen Begriff in Google eingebe, bekomme ich nur eine einzige Seite rausgespuckt.
Aber versuche Sie mal, das in Englisch hineinzugeben.
Ja, ich weiß ja gar nicht.
Ich meine, das... Soll Sie nicht wundern. Ich meine, Deutsch ist ein winziges Part of Internet. Es ist eine gute Idee, Englisch zu benutzen, weil die Net bigger ist. Wenn Sie das getan haben, dann können Sie regional auf Russisch, Deutsch, Italienisch, Französisch, was immer, hineingehen. Aber erstens, ich würde so ein Query in Englisch machen. So finden Sie auch ganz genau, was das in Englisch der Begriff ist, und dann Sie werden wahrscheinlich Universitätenpapieren finden können, die das behandeln. Ich nehme an, dass Sie haben auch Messageboard auf Leute, die besonders interessiert in diese Dinge sind. Ich habe keine Ahnung, aber ich glaube, Sie können die schnell finden.
Recently, we have tracked actors on the search engine, which MSN, Yahoo, and Google. Recently, Yahoo bought AltaVista and all the web. So we remark all the web lose functionality in deep search through like IP address and whatever. So what is your opinion?
What Yahoo has done is criminal. And I think Europe has a good opportunity lost, because they had the possibility to buy. Because you know that AldaWeb is Norwegian. It's a Norwegian search engine, so it was European from the beginning. It was very good, and with Boolean operators, which work very good. Now, what Yahoo has done, they bought both of them, and they used them as comparison with Yahoo, to get Yahoo better somehow. So they blocked every development of AldaWeb, fast AldaWeb. AltaVista, I don't care anymore, because they was so spam that you couldn't use it anymore. So what you have now, you can use Inktomi, which is very good, and I suggest that you read the essay that I showed you before, because Inktomi is maybe the most underestimated search engine that we have. Inktomi is powerful. You still use all the web, because it is true, they don't develop it anymore, but it is very good Boolean search engine, so you can use it. You use Google, because Google is a good search engine. That's, of course, each of these search engines must be used with knowledge. It is not. There are some search engines you shouldn't even look at the first pages. But that's something else. And then you have some big new search engines abroad, which you should try. Baidu, for instance, in China. And then you have this R9 from Amazon, which is also interesting. There is more concurrence now, I find personally, as for 1 year, even if Yahoo has done these things with all the web.
And about indexing dynamic website, what is the state of the art today? Because Google was claiming to start to become able to indexing.
Have you ever wondered why suddenly Google went from 4 billion to 8 billion? That's exactly what they did. All of a sudden, from one day to the other, Google went from 4 to 8 billion. Where were the other 4 billion before? Because they felt the competition. That's the reason they did it. And they have some competition. That is good. I'm happy that they have it. Now, this said, once more, don't use only one search engine, first of all, and don't use only the main search engines. Use other techniques. Get to your target from behind. That's the way to catch it in the middle of the noise. There is a very simple trick. I didn't speak about that, but I tell you right now. In Google, for instance, you put minus quote.com, unquote. And all the com sites disappear. Ah, good riddance. That is very good for searching. That's a very simple, stupid trick that everybody uses, but you have to know it.
These
things are very simple afterwards.
You were talking about 8 billion of pages in Google. So do you have an idea among this amount of information, what is the percentage of spam indexing and noise from, you know what I mean by spam indexing?
In Google, you mean?
Yeah, for instance, in Google.
It changes every week. It's hard to say. It's changed continuously. That's the reason Google changed continuously algorithms. Have you noticed that now, if you put the same term 3 times, it doesn't change anymore? So you put, for instance, Nikon, and then you try Google with Nikon. That's good. You have more relevant sites, because you have sites where the word Nikon is more frequent. But if you put it 3 times, Nikon, the algorithm change. There is another thing you have to know. The same search at different times gives different results. Why? Because Google couldn't care less to give you exact results. They have servers, they have load on these servers, and they cut when it's necessary. So if you search when the Americans are awake, your search results are less relevant than when you search when they sleep. Any other questions?
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned those pages outside of the core of the internet that only link into it. Is there some kind of function you can use to get those
yes.
referrals?
Yes. I tried. Maybe I did it too quickly before. That is what we call claiming. You look at the referrals on your server, and you find suddenly where does it come from? You know, in general, it is very interesting to look at your own server things. I find a lot of things I didn't know because people come to my site and then they search for something which is relevant to searching that they believe should be on my site somewhere. That's one of the reasons my site is a little confused. I don't want people to find too easily things. I want them, no, I mean it. I want them to search because they search on my site and I see what they're searching for, exactly what Yahoo and Google do. And I find things I didn't know. Out of the blue, they search for something I didn't know even existed. And I'm interested in that because most of the people coming to my site come because they're interested in searching. And they come, that's the answer to your question, they come from searching places. Now, most of the people don't use proxy. This is very, very, very stupid. You should always use a proxy, even a stupid proxy. A stupid proxy is Google Translation Service. You ask for a site, and you ask for a translation from Portuguese into English. Now, the site is in English, there is no translation, it comes in English. But who did fetch the site? You? No, Google. So your system administrator said, Google, couldn't care less. That way, you can bypass all possible censorship in any hospital, school, university, whatever, because they cannot block. They cannot block Google, can they? So that's a very stupid pseudo-proxy. It's no proxy in reality because you can see that you did search for that. But there are good proxies, very good anonymous proxies, and you should learn to use them, at least one. I don't mean you should learn to chain proxy. That is complicated. That's very good. You chain to a proxy in Taiwan. The proxy in Taiwan chains to a proxy in Germany. The proxy in Germany chains to Russia. And the proxy in Russia fetch the page you want to see. Well, you need the CIA to find out that it's you behind that. If they want, they can, but they have to put some work on that. So proxies are important, and there is a very easy way to use them, and I suggest that you try it, because it's for you that it's important that you have more power, that they don't need to know who you are. So it is Proxometron. Proxometron is a very, very good, fantastic, actually, small application that you use behind Opera, behind Mozilla, behind whatever. A Proxometron will give to the site you visit the information you want to give them. For instance, nothing of your business or something like that. Whatever. And Proxometron can have a list of proxy that you put inside, and they can be anonymous proxies. And they can rotate. So you can have a proxy for every site, which is something very important as well. Your anonymity is very important, and you should beware that. Otherwise, you are sitting ducks.
Okay. My second question is something. It's fantastic. Imagine I'm telling you I want to know where my father is at that moment, and I can describe him to you. What's the way? How would you approach that problem?
That is a very funny question. What I can tell you is that I can find almost everything, but there is an exception, which are the things that people ask to me to find in these kind of sessions. But in this case, I think that it is up to you to prepare your query, to think exactly where could you find some Spuren.
Yeah.
How do we say in German? Yes, Spuren. Of your father. Now, if you know that he was in a town in a given moment, then you find people that...
Yeah. So, the idea always is, who could have this information? Yeah.
Okay. You almost never search yourself. You search for people that have searched or for people that have the knowledge. already, ready. That's the way to bypass the waiting time in searching. Combing.
Regarding the sites who only link in and you get maybe with your referrals, would it make sense to make a collaborative effort to all create link sites pointing back with all the referrals in my log so search engines can pick them up so other people can profit from that?
Well, I didn't finish that, because the point is that it is you find referrals in your server. But as I told you, many people use proxy and many people don't give you any referrals. So there is another way to do that, which is luring. I told you that before. You create a very interesting page for your targets. A very interesting page, very good made, about denial of service attack. Good made with everything. And then you go to the message board of that people and you say, wow, you know what I found? I found an incredible page about denial of service attacks with this trick and Stackelrat explain or whatever. Many people won't be able to resist and they will immediately go there. And there you get referrals exactly from the kind of people that you want. Not all of them, but many. So that's the way you do it. There is also social engineering, which is very important. You take your telephone. You search with your telephone as well. It is not only the web. But the web will give you information who you should call to have the information you're looking for. And it's incredible how many people trust people when they hear the voice. Well, they shouldn't, but they do.
You happy? A simple one. Where can find the page you have on your local host here in the evening you have shown us all these tricks and your robots and so that on, and this was something from your local host on your HDD and where can I find that one?
Sorry, what?
You have a file Berlin 2004 on your hard drive.
On my hard drive?
Yes, you used it.
Yes.
Yes, this file.
It's not my hard drive, it's not my computer.
You used it, this the information, yes. what you have used here and
yes,
so on.
Yes, but it is published on my site as well.
It's okay.
If you go to my site, well, you just put Fravi in Google, but if you go to my site and you click what's new, I did put it there, here it is.
Okay, thank you.
But quite frankly, I'm not very happy with this because I made it, I wanted to cut a lot of things out and then I didn't. And I think I tried to show you too much. So it may happen that some of the people that were here won't jump into it. And that's a pity because if you don't do it today or tomorrow, you will forget a lot of it.
One question. Could you tell us a bit more extensively about searching music? Because
yes.
It was quite short and
yes.
I think it's
well,
rather
there is,
interesting.
Quite frankly, there is a whole section. I will show it to you so that you know where it is. Here, which is called Targets. And in this section, you have somewhere music and sounds, MP3, essays about searching music, whatever. But the most interesting thing, in my opinion, is these. These webbits are very powerful. And look at this one, for instance. Now, you see, this is typical. This is the effect of searching on the web. Now, the first site that comes from Google is my site that searched for this. That happens all the time. The moment you search, you move the web, and your search modifies. It's like the cat in the box, that same thing. Anyway, there, in this part of the site, you will find some strings. But only your fantasy is the limit to the possible change of those strings. So it's up to you. I made a string, for instance, that searches for the small GIF image is a small node. When you have an index of listing on a server, there is a small node left and then the name of the music. Well, this small node has a GIF name. I don't remember it now. It's something like music 2 or so, whatever. If you search for that and index of, you find reels. Yes, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I don't know. Yeah. You find music sites which you wouldn't find with other search strings. Another interesting trick that I didn't explain before, and then we finish, yeah, it's 20 minutes here, yeah, is this one. I will do it very stupid now with Google. Let's say you are interested in, I don't know, Botticelli. It's a painter. That's not the way to go. But this could be. Why? Because the moment you put something like Botticelli 3 or Botticelli 4 or Caravaggio 5, you are sure that you land on a site that has at least 5 pages about Caravaggio. You can try also Caravaggio 5.jpg, and you are sure that you land somewhere where there are at least 5 images of Caravaggio, which cuts out a lot of noise. Because if there are 5 images of Caravaggio, well, then somebody knows something about that, at least. So you begin with a higher level. This is very easy, very simple. Yeah? I made it with HTM, but you should try it with HTML as well. You can try it with JPG or a lot of things. It's the same thing when you look for software. You don't want to buy software because you lost your wallet and you have to find it on the web. It happens. It happens all the time. I mean, it's not your fault. There are countries like Moldova where that is legitimate. So if you live in Moldova, you can do it. And what you do, you find the name of the software. You just put it in Google with point rar or point whatever, ace. Huh? Not zip, because they know the trick of zip. But rar. That's another example. Okay?
And you should mention that there can be counterattacks. If you look for something interesting, it could be that if you use naively the Internet Explorer, then you go to a site and yourself are under attack of somebody who tries to drop an ActiveX control. So you should mention that.
The index of trick is so known, everybody knows it, that they begin to use it to lure you to commercial sites. But it is very easy to bypass that. But I won't go now into this discussion. They use the techniques that we explain against us. But since they are morons and we are clever, we find better techniques. So that's not a problem for us. I think that if you begin using these kind of things this evening, you can replenish your DVD in 2 hours. Because you see, when you use peer-to-peer programs, you are one among thousands of idiots all downloading the same file. So it's very slow, it takes one evening. What's the point of that? The same file is somewhere else where only you are going. So you're going to get that in 5 minutes. The same film is everywhere. Actually, the more famous one thing is, the more easy is it to find it. I mean, The Lord of the Rings is everywhere. If you look for a Turkish film of the 50 years, that will be more difficult. It will be somewhere, but it will be more difficult. But Lavigne music, my daughter wanted the music for my Lavigne girl, I don't know what. I mean, we found the deposits of that. Because they are famous. And the more famous they are, the more idiots upload them somewhere. Everywhere. And always with the same names. Because they don't have any fantasy. It's easier. Once you understand it, it's very easy. And once you understand it, you are really, it's really funny because, I mean, it can happen that somebody asks you, do you remember the song? Immediately. Everything. Every book. Every book of the human race. Every book in extenso. I don't think you will ever need again to go in a CD-ROM shop. It's not that I condone stealing things, eh? That's from Moldova. I must be clear, eh? Happy New Year.